Welcome everyone to today's program, Safe Bites. Isabella Jauregui is talking to you. And with my friend Silvana Vaquero, we present the topic to you.
Social media networking sites are seen as being very cool by children, and they may be pressured by their friends into joining them. The sites don't actually present any threats that don't already exist elsewhere online. The danger is that the threats exist in a new online environment you or your child may not be familiar with. Prioritizing the online safety of children during virtual education is crucial to protect them from various threats, safeguard their well-being, and empower them to navigate the digital world responsibly. It requires collaboration between parents, educators, policymakers, and technology providers to create safe and secure online environments for children to learn and thrive. Now let's see what do parents and students think about it.
I have some people with me who will answer our questions to better understand the topic. So, do you think kids should be educated virtually?
Virtual education can be a valuable resource. However, it's essential to maintain a balance between virtual and in-person learning experiences to ensure children receive a comprehensive education that includes social interaction and hands-on activities.
Yes, I think kids could certainly be educated virtually, although of course it's not the same. For example, we experienced it a few years ago. It's definitely not the same and depends on how under discipline, and as kids there's just something that they start working on. So as kids there is not much discipline.
Yes, because teachers are emotional and biased.
I think that virtual education brings advantages and disadvantages for children. Advantages because they optimize time and they can record their classes to review. Disadvantages because not everyone has the economic and technological resources.
No, because we are not certain that it is an approved method to acquire knowledge, and children need interaction with other people.
Kids should have teachers to guide them.
Do you think kids under 12 years old should use technology?
Technology can offer really fantastic learning opportunities, especially for kids under 12 years old. But there should be a supervision, since they should ensure that children are engaging with age-appropriate content and not spending excessive time in front of the screen.
I certainly believe that kids should use technology even if they're under 12 years old, because technology is just part of our society nowadays, and it will be merely impossible or just unconscious to not let a kid use technology, although I do believe it should be restricted.
Yes, because kids are already in the world of artificial intelligence.
The use of technology in children under 12 years of age can limit their creativity, affect their study and socialization habits.
No, because it is not really necessary for them to use it, but if they do, parents and guiders need to make a rigorous supervision.
With today's technology, every kid must use it.
How do you think we can ensure the safety for kids when they are using internet?
To ensure children's safety when using technology, it's vital for parents to actively monitor their online activities and maintain open communication about internet safety.
I believe that the first step in order to ensure safety for kids in the sphere of technology is, of course, educating them and having limits.
Parental and teachers' supervision and control.
As parents, we must create strategies to make healthy use of technology, establishing usage times, sharing ideas about the activities you do online.
We can ensure it by having responsibility of supervision as adults. This shows children what is good and bad on the internet and make use of the tools the internet provides us to help with this education.
Parental teacher control and communication with the parents is very important.
On the topic of virtual education, those interviewed believe that it has advantages, such as optimizing time, but also disadvantages, such as lack of socialization. Regarding the use of technology in children under 12 years old, the majority of those interviewed think that it is important since it's part of our daily lives, but it should be done with supervision. And in general, everyone thinks that it's everyone's responsibility to learn how to safely use technology, teaching young children the dangers it has. Thank you all for listening to Safe Bites, our program of today. We hope to see you in a future broadcast.